Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are about to listen to a Beyond the Wheel mini-pod.
Hi, everyone. Today, I am sharing some tips that we use to help protect our dog from overheating in our RV. Just like any other vehicle, an RV can heat up quickly in warmer climates. Dogs can suffer from heat stroke in temperatures as low as 80 degrees when humidity reaches 90%. An RV can easily get up to 80 degrees inside when temperatures outside are in the high 60s and the RV is in the sun. So this can be a serious issue. So what can we do to keep them safe? I have a few tips, some costing nothing at all, and others can be rather expensive, but I think the best way to protect them is through redundancy with a combination of these tips working together. Our dog's safety is probably the thing we worry about the most while traveling in our RV. I cannot count how many times we have been to a campground and the power has gone out, and this happens at all levels of RV parks, so just don't think, oh, I'm staying in an expensive RV park, the power is going to be good. This is one thing that all parks have in common, is just old electrical systems in place. But I can say that things do seem to be improving, and it does not seem to happen as often now as it did when we first started RVing. I'm going to start with the cheapest tip first, and that is to let the camp host or campground office know that you are traveling with a pet and would like a phone call if the power goes out at the campground. This will allow you to quickly get back to your RV in time to let your pet out of the RV. You can also request a site in the shade, although in the summer months, these sites typically get taken quickly. Next tip is to use some sort of pet monitor. There are several brands out there, and the two pet monitors that Sabrina and I use, one is called a Waggle, and one is called a Tempstick. These two monitors work a little differently, and that's the purpose of why we have both of them. The major difference between these two systems is that Waggle works off its own cellular network, which is provided by Verizon, and Tempstick needs to be relying on your own hotspot or Wi-Fi, whether that be from a Starlink service or from your own cellular hotspot. Also, between these two systems, I would say that the Waggle does work easier as far as the setup goes, and their interface on their app is a little easier to use as well. But the reason why we use both these systems is because we might not always be in a good Verizon network area. In those situations, our plan is to use the Tempstick, which is connected to our AT&T hotspot. Although I can say in the last 6 months of owning the Waggle, we have not had any loss of service with it. Both monitors can watch for temperature and humidity and will send an alert through push notifications to your phones when temperatures start to rise. The Waggle will take this one step further by also notifying you when it senses a power out in your RV. This is one feature that we personally cannot use, and I'll explain why later. We also have a third way to monitor temperature in our RV, and that is through our Easy Touch thermostat. I can go into the app at any time and not only see what the temperature is inside the RV, but I can also make adjustments to the thermostat to get the AC to kick on sooner if for some reason the weather was acting differently than planned. Or if we had that feeling of, oh, did we remember to turn the AC on to a comfortable temperature before we left? We can always go back and check, make sure that it is on and set to the temperature that we prefer. The Easy Touch thermostat has been one of my favorite upgrades to our RV, but just know that it is not intended to be a monitor and will not send a push notification to your phone like the Waggle or Tempstick will. A great way to keep temps down in your RV is with window shades. Sabrina and I use what is called a Magna shade. This shade is attached to the outside of the windshield, stopping the sun rays before they even touch your RV's windshield. This style of shade drastically reduces the temperature on your dash, as well as lowers the overall temperature in your RV. I have taken a heat sensor and measured our dash temperatures with and without the Magna shade, and temperatures with the shade in place are dropped by about 20 degrees. This is incredibly important to us because the dash is our dog's favorite place to lay and wait for us to return. That being said, Magna Shade is not cheap, but my wife and I feel it has been worth every penny. We have had our Magna Shade now for over 6 years, and it looks as good today as the day we bought it, showing no signs of wear or tear. Of course, you can always use Reflectix in your windows. These also help reduce the heat being transferred into your RV through the windows. I have tried these, and they do work, just not as well as the Magna Shade, but they are significantly less expensive. Magna Shade, when we purchased it, was around $500, and this was 6 years ago. Another tip that Sabrina and I use often is we find doggy daycares in the area that we are staying. This is honestly one of my favorite tips. Belle has been to more doggy daycares across the country than I can count. This is a sure way that she is being monitored and cared for while we are away for the day, but it does take some prep work. You will need to find a doggy daycare in an area that you are visiting, contact them, find out if they are taking new guests, get all of your medical requirements up to date for your pup, and submit them to the doggy daycare. And keep in mind that not all doggy daycares are the same, and they require different shots. So shots that work for one doggy daycare might not be enough for another. Be sure to contact the doggy daycare in advance, find out what your pet needs to be accepted. And there's usually a half-day test period for your pet before they're able to attend for full days. So if you're only in an area for a day or two, this tip might actually not even work for you at all. But I can say, when Belle does go to these doggy daycares, she has a great time meeting new friends, she plays all day, and she comes back to the RV nice and tired. Our last tip is probably the most expensive tip, and that is a backup power system of some sort. These are great options for keeping your pets safe, and two popular ways to achieve this is either from a generator auto start or with a battery backup. If you're shopping for an RV now and you have pets, I highly recommend looking into RVs that come with an auto gen set start generator. This generator will sense a power outage and automatically turn the generator on to keep your AC operating, which in turn will keep your pets cool during a power outage. Our particular RV did not come with this feature, but we recently installed a major Battleborn battery power system in our RV. So if power would go out at a campground, our Battleborn batteries through our Victron 3000 watt inverter would automatically start power back into our RV and keep the AC on. This system is so fast that if I send Sabrina outside to turn the power off at the campsite power post, our microwave clock does not even blink when the switch is thrown. This is why I said earlier that we cannot rely on the waggle to let us know if there is a power out at the campground, because it would never notice the interruption. We have enough power in our batteries to operate our AC continuously for 8 hours, and a generator with a full tank should be able to do the same, if not longer, depending on tank size. Just remember, when you do park your RV, to have enough fuel in it for these occasions. Well, these are my tips. Of course, some obvious tips would be to have plenty of water in the RV for your pet. And if you can bring your pet to where you are sightseeing, bring them along. They love to explore just as much as we do. Just be sure to check with the place you are going to first. Not all areas are dog friendly. And as we like to say, Belle is not friendly to all areas. She gets worked up easily in crowds and is honestly more comfortable in her bed in the RV than what she would consider to be a high stress environment like a festival, car show. Someday, I might have to tell you the story about when I took Belle to Colonial Williamsburg and they were firing cannons. That was a disaster. Well, take care all and safe travels.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.